Voiceland, we're the Babes, five fabulous, funny females having a blast recording our own comedy sketches. It's a beautiful morning in Brooklyn, or so Sadie thought until she called her sister Sophie.
Hello.
Good morning, Sophie. It's your sister Sadie. How are you on this fine, beautiful day?
Oh, not so good, Sadie.
What's Maxa? What's the matter?
I don't know if I should say.
Listen, Sophie, I just took a strudel out of the oven and the coffee is hot. Come on over for a nosh and we'll talk about it.
Thank you, but I'm not hungry. I don't think I could eat a bite.
Not hungry? You're always hungry, Sophie. Did someone die? Who died?
No. No one died.
So what is it then?
Sadie, no one knows. You have to be very quiet about this. You can't tell a soul.
Of course. Hand to God, I won't tell a soul.
You promise?
Promise.
Okay, then. My Willie was accepted to Harvard.
The university?
Mm-hmm.
Mazel tov. So why aren't we celebrating? Wait, why are you so sad?
Because he's leaving home and I'll miss him. It's in Boston and that's too far from Brooklyn.
Oy, stop kvetching. Just tell him not to go.
Not to go to Harvard? What are you, Meshuggah? Are you crazy?
Just use your old standby and threaten to throw yourself out the window. Oh. Then maybe he won't go.
What, are you jealous? My Willie shouldn't go to Harvard because none of your boys is even going to college.
Oh, Sophie, please. You know, don't start so early in the morning. I don't think I can take this.
See, I told you it was a bad morning.
It wasn't until I started talking to you. Look, if you threaten to throw yourself out the window, Willie can go to Brooklyn College instead. Then he can be close to home.
But it's not Ivy League, and he got a full scholarship, so I don't have to pay anything.
Oy vey, Sophie, free? A scholarship? That's not something to threaten to throw yourself out the window over. Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well, come to think of it, I don't know. I'm just so vermished. I'm so confused.
It's okay, Sophie. It's okay.
Yeah, maybe I should have some coffee. Do you think it's still hot?
Of course, and the strudel is still warm.
Oh, I'm thinking I might be able to have a little nosh after all.
Okay, so come on over.
I just have to handle a little something first. My Sharon met a man at the store yesterday. He says he's a talent scout, and he wants her to be in a toothpaste commercial. I need to talk to her before I leave and threaten to throw myself out the window to put an end to this nonsense.
A toothpaste commercial?
Feh is right. And thank goodness she's so gullible. That threat still works every time.
Yeah, you know, funny thing about kids. You make them the same way, but they all come out different. Some have brains and some have beauty.
You know what? That's a good thing, Sadie. A very good thing. And all of a sudden, I'm very hungry.
So am I. If I were you, I'd come over quick before the strudel magically disappears.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Mm. Oh, wait, you would. Sadie, resist. Sit on your hands. Wait till I get there. Bye.
Good thing Sophie lives next door to Sadie, or that strudel wouldn't have a chance. Best strudel in all of Brooklyn, or at least that's what the Yentas say.
So, you know what, you guys? I was thinking about my pet peeve of the week, and it's popped up on Facebook a few times with other people, so I'm not alone. Okay. And it's two things. It's two things, and they're driving me crazy. You want to know what they are?
Yes. Sure. Hold on a second. Sure. I'm texting.
That's what's driving me crazy.
What now?
I'm trying to have a conversation with you guys. There's five of us sitting here, and two of you are on your phone.
Well, yeah. I have to check my phone.
Stop. Be in the present. Be with me now. Okay? Yeah. It's not. Okay. Okay. So it's two things. It's two things. It is people who text instead of talking, when they could just as easily hit the call button and have the conversation with the person that they're texting the novel to.
Well,
okay?
I agree with that. Too long of a text.
It's not only that, it's when they're doing it when they're in front of me in traffic. Oh my God, you guys.
No,
traffic? Drives me crazy.
I never text in the
car.
That's not safe. No. I do not.
It's not only when they're driving, it's when you're at a stop sign or you're at a stop light. And it's their turn to go, and they're not, which means you can't.
Right.
And so you're sitting there. My horn is getting exercised quite frequently these days. Because I'm always like,
hey. So you're texting with your horn these days.
Yes, because I actually want to do a sign that's in reverse that they can read when they look in the rearview mirror that says, drive.
But, stop texting and drive.
But you don't have a problem with texting.
Get off the phone and drive.
But wait, you don't have a problem with texting, just not while you're driving, not in lieu of a conversation.
No, that's not necessarily accurate.
Okay.
Texting is my lesser preferred method of communication.
Because?
Whilst I'm using the cell phone. Because we talked about it earlier. Terry was right. Mm-hmm. It can be misinterpreted.
Yes, exactly. This is true.
Okay,
this
it can
is
be
true.
Misinterpreted.
It's one-dimensional.
Oh. It's very one-dimensional, and it's impersonal.
That's
but
true.
Not when you
true.
Put all those cute little emojis.
Oh, don't do that either.
I
don't
emojis.
Know.
Wait,
I love the smiley faces.
Okay, wait. Then I'm a dinosaur because
I love
A,
them.
I don't know how to make them on my phone, and B,
we'll
when
teach
I see them,
you.
No,
teach
don't
you.
Teach me.
Yes,
no,
yes.
I don't want to do that.
That's the only thing that makes it like one and a half dimensional
no,
is emojis.
This
I know, right?
Stop because these people are sending me emojis with their text messages,
okay,
and I don't know what the hell they are.
Smiley faces.
I don't understand.
Okay, Dana, what do you Dana, what do you think about texting?
No,
what is your opinion?
That is my preferred method of communication because I don't have time for phone calls. And I'll tell you what, I have a 4:10 job and 10 hours a day I'm on the phone.
See?
Last thing I want to do when I'm not at work is be on the phone.
But you are on the phone. You're just letting your fingers talk.
Yeah, it takes me about 2 seconds to type a text.
Really?
Even, yeah.
Oh, you're fast.
I'm a quick type. I'm a quick texter.
Do you talk to text or
sometimes,
type to text?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll use the talk too, but usually I just use my fingers and boop, 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 boop.
Well, how about when
I'm
we're
a very
in
fast
text.
Typer and I know. Yeah, see?
But did you guys do this to me the other day? Group text. Who out there understands that when you're on a group text and everybody is blowing up your phone and you're trying to follow it, and every time you're almost done reading one of the texts, another one comes in and your phone scrolls down to the bottom.
But
yes.
You know what?
That's true.
But listen, we
but
were...
You can go back and read it.
It's
well, she tried
time.
To.
But
she
listen, if we weren't texting a group text... I mean, we would have all, like, it would
have
taken all day for all of us to call each other. So
when
texting first came out, I have to admit, I did not like it, but I have really learned the benefits of it. Mm-hmm. And if it's a long conversation, I will text someone and say, too long to text, can I call you?
Right.
Are you busy?
Right.
Text
I get
to talk.
That.
But sometimes it's just... You know, like sometimes I don't want to ring Erica's phone because she's been up late because of her hip replacement. You know, she can't sleep. So sometimes Grady's sleeping and I've got no one to talk to. So I text Erica, are you awake?
Are you up?
Yeah.
Go, Terry.
Well, I was going to say one of the reasons I first got into it is because you could text people while they were at work or places they shouldn't be getting phone calls.
Right.
Yes. And so you could just sneak. You know, it was that sneak factor of talking to people when they weren't supposed to be talking. Not in cars, per se, but, you know, when it was not a time that they should be communicating, but you really needed to, you know, talk to them really fast.
Yes, but that's why that sneaky part of the texting is not such a good thing, because I remember when my kids were younger, especially my youngest, and she got a phone, and I said, why are you texting? She said, because then you can't hear my conversation.
Oh.
It's more private that way. So you know how you like listen to what your kids are saying?
But you can find out what it says. There are ways.
So. Well, how? If it's her phone.
You can look it up on the computer.
You can look
it up on the
account.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all because that was sneaky.
Who was paying for that phone?
Well, moi.
Which means you could have gone to the provider and you could have gotten the text history, Mom.
You could.
Yeah.
I could, but she's such a good kid, I didn't really worry.
That's nice.
I just didn't like the philosophy of that. And I said, well, no, you should talk to your friends. She says, well, no, but then I have to go into another room. Plus, I can multitask, which is very big among younger people.
Exactly.
Multitasking. Like, it's hard to talk and do, like, a lot of other things, I guess, for some people. But... When you're texting, you can be doing many other things.
How can you be doing many other things when your fingers are on the thing all the time?
You got to wait for the response.
It's something.
multiple conversations with different people.
Exactly.
I can be talking to the babes about things, and then I can be talking to my sister about different things.
Right.
True.
And I can be talking to my boss at work about something else. I just have to be careful I don't send the wrong message to the wrong people.
Like I did the other day when I asked you guys about the conference, and you're like, what are you talking about? Oh, whoops, that was supposed to be to Jesse.
Oh, that's right. Then we're going to have a babes conference.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, because people can come dressed up like Bobby Tucker.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know what? Before we, before we leave this wonderful subject and move on, I have to tell you something. I don't watch Dr. Oz all the time, but once in a while I do. And I happen to see a Dr. Oz show. And it is a fact that the way people use Facebook all the time and texting, it truly, according to Dr. Oz, is causing an epidemic of loneliness because people do not really communicate and talk. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to go into all the details of the show, obviously, but it was very interesting that it's really causing a problem in some people.
Social skills in a certain generation now are very limited. Because they don't speak, they don't have a conversation, they don't look people in the eye. Right. All they do is text, and text, as we said, is very one-dimensional. So kids are losing their social skills because of this. Right. I mean, everything is good in moderation and at the right point in time, but overuse of anything, not so much.
But we don't have that problem because the babes talk all the time.
Yes, we do.
we have our group text, and we communicate via that.
Right. So we wouldn't know what to bring to eat otherwise.
This is true.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly.
Oh. Well, shall we move on, ladies?
We shall.
Okay, sure. Okie dokie then.
Sure. What should we eat?
What? What'd you say?
What should we eat?
What should we eat?
We could have faded it out there.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Tucker again. It's another special month. Can you guess what it is? That's right. It's Color Therapy Month. Color therapy has been around for thousands of years, used as an energy healing method. Colors can be used to soothe or excite, energize or anger. How do you use color around you? Whether it's on your walls, your furniture, or your body, color is vital to a calm, peaceful life. That's why we have Color Therapy Month. It's great to use colors in therapy. Why? Even my therapist's office is a nice, soothing color of blue, so I can keep calm when I'm freaking out on her. I mean, you can see I'm wearing a power suit of bright fuchsia, so I can exude confidence and power and be fabulous. I'm headed out into the field to see whether or not the spiritually conscious community is taking this seriously. I'm going to start like I usually do with my neighbor Bonnie to see if she is aware of how to affect her world using colors. I'm sneaking in the front door again. Why it's always unlocked, I'll never know. I'm headed up the stairs to the bathroom. She's always in the bathroom. I think she's a little OCD with this bathroom stuff. Can you say fetish? Let's go ahead and surprise her again. Bonnie!
You again?
I see her in the bathroom again. Decorating, huh? You must be aware of Color Therapy Month.
You pervert. Oh, my God. I have got to start locking my front door. What the hell do you want this month?
We just want to see if you know how to use colors for therapy for Color Therapy Month.
Oh, well, yes, actually, as you can see, I'm redecorating my bathroom to use to good effect not only my favorite color blue, but to complement its many shades with this soothing color, lilac, with highlights of bright pink. It allows me to stay calm when you come busting in here unannounced.
Wonderful! Redecorating to use complementary colors to stay calm is a fabulous way to celebrate Color Therapy Month.
Yes, but you're testing that calm right about now. So vacate post-haste, why don't you, before I get my attack dog Fluffy up here, you freak!
OMG, you're beautiful when you see red. Oh, Bonnie knows about Color Therapy Month. Let's see if this random woman on the street in this gorgeous green skirt suit knows about colors. Pardon me, ma'am. Do you know it's Color Therapy Month?
Of course I do, you strange little man. I am a color therapist.
Très magnifique. Maybe you can tell my listening audience the best way to use colors to enhance their lives.
Certainement. The use of color is a truly holistic therapy, which dates back thousands of years. It is the color energy from light that is used in color therapy. Used in the right way, color can have a profound and healing effect on us as humans as well as the animals who share our lives. Pick a strong color and accent it with something calming. The color you pick and the color you accent it with affect how you feel. Your fuchsia suit is a perfect color for your personality.
Why, yes.
It says you're flamboyant, but strong. Mm. Good choice of accent color with a candy cane stripe tie. Obnoxious, but bold.
Why, thank you. Pick a strong color and accent it with something calming. Got it. This is fabulous.
Excellent. Now, if you'd please excuse me, I'm late for an appointment.
A color therapy appointment?
No, mais non. I'm due for my weekly Brazilian wax.
Okay. Now we're going to call my Aunt Millie. She's 85 and has been a Reiki master for 60 years. Does she know it's color therapy month? Let's find out. Ring, ring. Hi, Aunt Millie. What you up to?
Hi, Bobby. Nothing, just making a rainbow quilt for my new grandbaby. Oh. My son's wife had her fourth girl yesterday, and I haven't quite finished the quilt. It's all pastels. I just love colors. How are you, Bobby? What's up?
Oh, I'm good, Aunt Millie. It's color therapy month, and I'm just calling around to see if people know about it and how to use colors in their lives to enhance peace and tranquility. Did you know it was color therapy month?
Oh, of course. Of course I do, Bobby. I've been a Reiki master most of my life. I'm fully aware of the best use of color therapy. It's very important to get your colors done and wear the right color for your aura and personality. For a client that absolutely insisted on always wearing the most horrible color green, and he was always sick, you know?
Oh, no.
And it just wasn't doing that old guy any good at all to wear that green all the time. He finally listened to me and stopped wearing that green, and he started feeling better. Uh-huh. Of course, by then, you know, he was in hospice, dying and covered with terrible boils. And
oh, okay, that's fabulous, Aunt Millie. Always wear the right color for your aura. Anything else?
Oh, of course, Bobby. If you surround yourself with the proper colors in your house, you will be able to enhance peace and tranquility. For example, I have the most luscious combination of my favorite shades of purple and greens in my living room. Once a boyfriend, for some ungodly reason, brought me an end table in the most eye-jarring chartreuse. It just didn't go with my decor at all, but I couldn't refuse it at the time, what I mean. Thankfully, we broke up not long after that. It wasn't because of the table, although come to think of it, it might have been, but anyway.
Okay, Aunt Millie, good. Know the colors that feel good around you. Anything else?
Oh, of course, sweetie. One of the best ways to celebrate color therapy month is to have a color party. Come on over tonight for my chakra crow mother.
It's chakra.
That's right. Chakra chromatherapy party. We're going to paint ourselves for our chakra. Red for courage, orange for, what was it? Oh, alertness, yes. Yellow for freedom, green for harmony, blue for tranquility, indigo for perception, purple for meditation. It's going to be so much fun, just like that time I went on that color run in India and got covered with all that paint, but then it went down my back and got into my crack, and I was
okay. Aunt Millie, count me in, and good for you. Sounds like you know all you need to do to be surrounded by the right colors for peace and harmony in your life. That's all I have for now about Color Therapy Month. Do you know how to use colors for physical, emotional, or mental healing purposes? I hope so. Tune in next month for Candy Month. Do you have a favorite candy? No?
Well, why not? Candy is yummy and also good for your soul. Don't believe how? Find out next month. This is Bobby Tucker tuning out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
Thanks for tuning in and sharing some fun times with us, the Babes in Voiceland. We are Terry, Dana, Diana, Beth, and Erica coming to you live from Voiceland. Where is Voiceland? We're not going to tell right now, so join us again soon.